It's time for The Drive on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Glacier Garage, a local show for gearheads, car lovers, and those who just want to learn more about anything with four wheels. And now, The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome to The Drive on KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
What's up, dude?
You know, and just enjoying the brisk fall air this morning was 31 degrees in my house.
Some places got snow yesterday, right? Yesterday morning?
Yeah, like one of our techs showed pictures. He's got a like farm up on the hill, and he had, yeah, some snow. Like when he showed up to work, there was snow on the roof of his truck. It's crazy.
Now it's real.
Hurt me on the inside a little bit.
Man, I'm not ready. I got to winterize the RV. I got to pull like everything out of my shed and then put it all back nice and neat before it gets completely buried in snow.
Yeah, I never got my snowblower to work last year. So I'm going to bring it in, and I think one of the guys is going to get her dialed for me.
Man.
Because, yeah, I've messed with it.
At least nobody promised you they were going to fix it and then stole it.
You know, here's the thing. When a guy that you've known for a long time is like, yeah, man, I've been doing yard cleanup, doing all this, and he showed up when he's supposed to show up, like, and then he's like, oh, yeah, your lawnmower's not working? Man, let me get that dialed for you. Sure, man, no problem. And he's gone.
He took it home saying he was going to, like, tune it up and bring it back.
Yeah.
And then he just never
heard from him showed back up. Yeah, never heard from again. That's all right. It is what it is.
That's funny.
It is what it is, man. Living, you learn. Cheap lesson to learn about, you know, quality.
You know what? I had a similar experience. Now you're talking about snow blowers. I should probably check mine out. Because I bought a Craftsman, but I bought it brand new. And, I mean, the thing never missed a beat. The thing ripped. And I went out of town.
Yeah.
And, I mean, bless their heart, they were watching the house or whatever, and it's like, I'm gonna snow blow his driveway so it's like dialed when he gets home. They did, and then the next time I went to use my snow blower, it just wouldn't work. I'm like, this thing's brand, like, it still had the tag hanging off the handle. Like, it was brand new. I've never had an issue with it, and then it just would not start. And when I did get it started, it just ran like crap. And so I go back on like my Ring camera, and I'm like looking and like watching them fire this thing up, and I'm like, they did the entire driveway with the choke on.
I can't believe it ran. Mine won't run.
Just the whole driveway, wide open throttle, chunking snow on full choke.
Yeah.
And just wash the cylinders out. I mean, that thing's cooked now. It was brand new.
Have you put a new plug in it?
Yeah. So I believe I might have just cleaned the plug. I don't remember.
Might just need a new plug.
It didn't get a whole lot of my attention, but
yeah.
It runs like crap now. So
does it smoke?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. No, yeah. That's too bad. Yeah, that's a bummer, man.
So maybe they'll honor the warranty. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like we bought ours around the same time, so I think you're probably out of that warranty period.
I wish they had like the hour meter on there, because mm-hmm. It ain't got many hours.
Yeah, 3 hours, toast. But, I mean, it was due to user error.
Yeah. So. Oh, well. On to the next snowblower. Maybe I'll get one with a track.
Oh, dude.
I don't know if those are any good, but they sell the little track models.
Yeah. They're not bad.
But
I don't know. I like the tire one because you can shut it off and still push it. The track ones, you can't. You gotta let it's gotta do its thing. Self-propelled.
Man. Well, yeah, summer's coming to a close. Winter is upon us. Maybe we'll get some more miles on our sleds, though, than we did last season.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good segue into what we're going to talk about today. Just kind of compartmentalization, making time, priorities, trying to find balance between work life, owning a business, and trying to just maintain relationships outside of work and with our families. It's we have ran a couple reruns the last couple of weeks. I don't know if Fairbanks caught on to that at all.
That's a great point. Right off the rip. This show and how it impacts this show.
Yeah. Shop life. Very thankful. Fairbanks continues to show up and support our business. But with that comes a very busy life, trying to maintain happy clients, maintain happy technicians, employees. So just grinding nonstop.
And maintaining happy wife, happy kids.
Yeah.
And happy you, just yourself, like mental space and time for yourself.
So for me, I have found just recently, I've been gymming in the morning. And that just starts my day. That is my me time, usually at night, but then it takes away from our son. And so
now you're getting up early to get it out of the way so it doesn't affect.
I'm that 5 a.m. gym guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's hard, but it's an adjustment, but it's worth it. I like going home and feeding my kiddo dinner and hanging out and just having extra time with the wife, like that extra family time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's just 2 hours, it's big when really of that 2 hours, that's all the time he's usually awake before he goes to bed. So he's like in bed by like 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
huge.
No, I'm sure all other business owners, business managers, just people that are dealing with a lot of work hours, a lot of mental stress. It follows you home. I'm sure everybody can relate. You don't have to be a business owner to relate, but just work-life balance is difficult. Like you said, it affects this show and like how, you know, getting a new episode out every single week is tough.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's funny because there's certain things like if you have social media and you're active on social media, you can kind of see engagement, right? So for this show, it's kind of difficult because we have no idea, like, how engaged people are to our show, like how many listeners we have, like anything like that. So it's like, it's stressful in a sense because it's like, how many people are listening? I don't know, but I don't want to do reruns. I want to give them like valuable content.
Yeah. And that's that alone has really weighed on whether we even want to continue. It's like, you know, it's like, I really enjoy the show, but it's like, if I'm going to put my time into anything, I want to be all in. I don't want to be half in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it bothers me when it's like, you know, here's another rerun. Like, just because we got to fill space, it's like, it makes me want to not do it at all.
I'd rather shoot a rerun that at the time we gave it was a good show,
mm-hmm,
instead of just, BSing and making
non-valuable
content.
And I think, you know, fault of our own, but we should shoot like shorts of the show, you know, have its own social media page, like the Drive social media page. And I think just to get a feeler for the engagement, like I think, like I've listened to many other podcasts and there's people can comment or message the page about like funny, you know, car stories that they have or road trip mishaps or whatever. Like we can read all of those like on air and do like a really cool, like interactive show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would say, I guess I would urge anybody who does listen, if there are topics about cars, any pretty much business ownership, kind of the stuff that we touch on, automobile industry news, anything like that, that you guys want to hear, by all means, like reach out to our Glacier Garage Facebook page. You can even email myself, like harley@glaciergarage.com. I would love to do that. I think that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, hey, I mean, I can only be so creative. You can only be so creative. And so it'd just be cool to, get some ideas from others that actually listen to us and would want to hear about something.
Yeah. Either brandon@glaciergarage.com or Harley. And let us know what you think. Any material you want to talk about or hear about, and if you got any funny stories that you'd like to hear on air. Yeah, we'll read them. So, what was I talking about? Riding sleds?
Yeah, so we were talking about snow machine. How cool it would be. I bought a snow machine last year, and I rode it twice. Once in town with you and then at Arctic Man.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I had to force myself.
That was a turn and burn even.
Yeah.
You went down for a day and then left.
Yeah. So, again, just trying to find that balance. Because mm-hmm. I don't get much time with my wife and kids. So, it's like I have a long weekend, it's like I try to spend it with them.
Yeah, it's tough to put them off to hang out with the boys. Like,
yeah. I mean, that balance is important, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, yeah. And, I mean, you're the same. Like, it's hard to break away.
Yeah, wife, kids, work, all that stuff. We are doing a group activity this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's almost an easy out, or like to make sure we find time to do fun stuff is like when we include everyone from work.
Mm-hmm. Make it a work event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think it also breaks down walls between employer, employee, and just creates a more of a, I guess you could say, like, even social playing field. There's no hierarchy really at that event. So it's like, it's cool to just go and like be with our people.
Yeah.
And
like hang out. Spend time with our people, like outside of a work environment. That goes between them too. It's like their only time together is in high stress, like high pace environment. So it's like, it's nice to pull them out of that and just like relax a little bit.
They actually get to know one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I agree.
Not like this weekend isn't going to be high-paced. We're doing
It's a great group activity for group bonding. We're all going to blast each other with airsoft guns. So, yeah.
So, we'll see how it goes. I've never...
What's the name of the place that we're going?
The Battlegrounds.
Yeah. So
I've never done it, but...
Me neither, but it sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I've never airsoft before, but... I've paintballed, and I'd imagine this is going to hurt probably a little less, but still be fun.
A little less dangerous than whitewater rafting.
Yeah, that was our last group activity. And we've talked about it before. Like, we have a business coaching platform that we attend and try to do some professional development, just be better business people for our team. And when we went down there, all of our coaching staff and like everybody who's involved is like, you did what with who? You guys are crazy. That's like, wipe out the whole team in one go.
I don't know. I would do it again, but it's definitely.
It's at the higher risk of like group activities, but still, I mean, it's
new business ownership thinking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our team loved it.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Man. That escape room was super cool, too.
The escape room was dope.
I would do that again.
Yeah. Escape room was cool. Yeah. Never have done it. Like, the clues and stuff were a little wonky, but then you kind of figure out that they're, like, it's like outside the box thinking.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we did really well, and then you're just forced to communicate, work together as a team. Like, that stuff's fun.
Dude, to be fair, the escape room... You guys are amazing, by the way. However, there was bad info in the clue book, like, that we were following, assuming that that was part of the escape room's, like, clues and all that. So, like, we based our guesses off of false info. So we were just led astray for, like, 15 minutes. Bro, we were one thing away from having that door open. We would have smashed that course.
Yeah, well, somebody... I guess went in the room as a contestant or whatever and had a pen in their pocket and started jotting notes in the book that were wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now we're following someone. Like, we thought that was part of the game and it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
anyways. Yeah. So, good activities with your, our team, with each other, outings with your family. Just trying to keep that balance so it's not just all work, no play.
Yeah. So the importance, though, is that you're trying to avoid burnout, man. Like, that's the killer of all productivity, whether it be the owner, the manager, or your employees. Like, burnout is what you're trying to avoid. That's when people start calling in, not caring about their job, like all kinds of crazy stuff happens. And it can happen at every, like I said, every level. So trying to avoid that burnout and, like, yeah, maintain some level of happiness and peace is key to success for any level that you're at. So whether you relate as a business owner, whether you relate as an overworked employee, whatever, finding that balance is what's going to give you some mental clarity, peace, all that, to, like, just continue to do the hard thing.
Yeah, and, like, I think that's something that I've heard multiple times, and it's almost like not weak leadership or that it's like a negative thing. It's just like whenever someone asks, like, hey man, I got family coming, or it was just hunting season, everybody went hunting.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yep, yeah, sure, not a problem. Like, just we'll put it on the schedule. Just any chance I could to just give someone that break they were asking for, I was game.
Yeah.
It's like, go clear your head, have a good time, and then come back ready to go. Because, like, I can see that burnout coming a mile away. The only issue with our position is it's like, I know I could use that break, but it's like, we're busier than ever, and it's like, I don't know when it's coming, but, like, I'm going to need it sooner than later.
Yeah.
But you just got to keep trenching.
Like, so that's when being, like, self-aware, and I will say, I think the interesting thing about having a business partner is, like, you've got somebody and I've got somebody who sees us from the outside looking in, and it's like, I can tell when you're burnt out and you're, like, just you're tapped as far as bandwidth, and then I think the other way, like, you can probably tell when I'm just, like, spent, I don't got nothing else in the tank, like, it's, I think we're both pretty self-aware as well, but it shows, man. Like, you definitely see, like, when coworkers, employees, all this starts to just add up and become, it's like too heavy for the moment. And it's like, all right, like, you need to take, like, a long weekend, do something, because, like, you need a refresh.
Yeah. And, like, you know, I guess, not saying non-business owners don't feel this, like I was saying. Like, I'm not trying to, like, talk, like, this is group A and this is group B. Like, it's everybody's situation's different. But, like, as a technician, it's like when I clocked off at 5, nothing else mattered. Like, nothing's on my mind. I don't care about the car I was working on. That's tomorrow's problem. Like, I'm doing whatever. And it's like that 8 to 5, I'm working. But after that, I've got balance.
Yeah. So, but I think that's a common misconception of business owners, is that once you own a business, they think, I say they, employees think that business owners just, like, if the business owner leaves early in the day or isn't around, they must not be working. A business owner doesn't stop working. My phone rings at 9 o'clock. I'm answering that phone and I'm discussing something to move my business forward, or answering an upset client email, or whatever. It doesn't stop ever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what time of day. It doesn't matter if it's Saturday, Sunday. Like, you got off work yesterday and had to deal with internet issues and had to work late while nobody else was here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, nobody's going to check in to make sure you're doing your stuff. And they may not ever know that it's happening. And that's really the sign that, like, you're working way longer hours than everybody, because everything happens behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't have to see it. They just have to show up to a functioning place that's clean, works well. Doesn't matter how it gets done on our end. But from, like, 7 to 5, this place is functional, working as it should.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just doesn't end for an owner. Whereas, like, yeah, if you're an employee, you get to clock out. And you get to have that mental reprieve of, like, I don't have to think about this place again until tomorrow. Like, no. Like, when it's 40 below, I'm constantly looking at cameras, making sure doors aren't open, worried I'm going to get a cold alarm. Like, all the, like, it nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we go out of town and it's cold, I'm constantly stressed that something's going to happen to the building. Like, all those things. So, yeah, it's definitely a different level of stress, I will say. Like, there is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, to be fair. Like, if we're just having a transparent conversation.
Yeah.
Like, employees definitely carry a certain burden, and it's definitely different. And as an owner, like, I feel responsible for every person I employ, not just my own performance. So it's like, it's heavy, I guess.
Yeah. No, and I guess that's the stuff that I would lose sleep over is, you know, if it's a, if there's a one-star review or something that I'm replying to or attempting to reply to, and like, you know, reaching out, trying to remedy that issue with that client, or, you know, if there's a, like a lull or like a slow period where there's lack of appointments, like you said, we're responsible for 20 families, and it's like, I got to make sure the car count is there, that these technicians have cars to work on, like all those things. Mm-hmm. And a functioning facility, internet works, the water works, like sewer's not backing up, like whatever it is, it's a juggling act. Speaking of juggling act, knock at the door, duty calls.
Yeah, never stops. But yeah, no, trying to just keep everything rolling and making it not a part of your normal daily tasks is like what nobody really sees, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think in our point in our business right now, like just talking about work-life balance, you and I are the only management that any of our stores have.
Yeah.
So it's like we are the answer man. Like if it's no matter what it is, it's like I think we're still a very crucial part in our business.
Mm-hmm.
So it pulls us in a million different directions at any time of day, and we end up working like 12-hour days and weekends, and so therein lies the lack of balance.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's we're at a tipping point in our business where we're at a size where we have to have management because we are just...
We can't be everywhere at once.
Can't be everywhere at once and also be effective owners to create growth, to create, like, make sure that our vision is being adhered to. Like, all the things that, like, an owner does to, like, work on their business, we're too busy working in our business to, like, keep our eye on that prize.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hindering in that sense as far as, like, staying true to our process as owners. It's hard to do.
Yeah, and I'm sure anybody who has scaled a business before, it's like this is probably very typical.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is probably, and we're going to have a conversation about it tomorrow with like our business coach sort of say, you know, like we're here. Here's where we're at. Like what do we do now?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and so, you know, finding that like middle ground, that middle road to like stay busy, keep ourselves accountable, but still find time to create a life outside of this place and like create some semblance of happiness and like life outside of being a business owner is key, and it's hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, like I find myself just telling myself that like it'll all be worth it one day. Mm-hmm. You know, but all the little things that you miss along the way, it's just, yeah, hopefully one day it'll all be worth it.
Well, so you and I started this company for a couple reasons. One is to provide the best automotive service in Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
Two, though, was to create opportunity for ourselves to have time with our families. Like, that was very important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like we're doing pretty well at the first thing, like giving good quality service to Fairbanks. And I think we're at a point, though, where the store does need a manager. And once we have that in place, once we have actual management, we'll be able to, like, a lot of stuff that is the important stuff can be done not here. Like, we don't have to be here to do a lot of it. And so it's like, I like being in store. Like, mm-hmm. I would never want to be, like, not working in store. But if, like, your kids have, like, musicals at school, you'll be okay to leave for a little bit. You could just work from home later, like that kind of stuff. So I think we're not too far off from like creating a little bit of space, I guess you could say, to give back to our families. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me would be like rather than just fighting fires all day and then it's 5 or 6 o'clock and I'm like, man, that long list of to-dos that I was supposed to do today, I don't even open that tab up and look at it today because it was so busy. So it's like, I guess I'll do that now. Mm-hmm. So it's like any computer work, email responses, like all the other business stuff that has, someone has to do it. It's like, yeah, it'd be nice to just do that during 8 to 5 and then I can go home on time. So I think that would be the biggest impact for me as far as work-life balance and getting management staffed and trained, onboarded properly. So there is no loss of processes or vision. Like, it's still our store, you know. So I feel like that's tricky territory to navigate.
It is, because then your vision typically over time gets watered down. And then, clients get not the attention that you would give them. It's not the same. So, but that's the importance of like finding the right person, like really spending time with them to make sure that they embrace what we believe to be important values. So, yeah, but
I think we have pretty good people in line for that. So I don't think that's gonna be a problem at all.
No, I don't either. Like I said, I think it's the right time to implement that type of structure within the business. So,
well, I think I need to start getting up early and going to the gym with you.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. I will say it's hard though to be up at 5 and go, but it's worth it. I like knowing that my workout's behind me already. Like, I start my day, like my work morning, I'm well awake and ready to work by 7:00, 7:30.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, it's important. It's important. It's just as important as anything. It's like, you know, when there is no balance and all you do is work, it's like, you gotta be healthy. Mm. All that can't take a backseat to work either, because then what's it all for, you know?
No, I definitely believe in the cliche saying of health is wealth. Like, I've been taking my health very seriously for the last year and a few months since my son was born, and just like having a lot of self-reflection on living a longer, better life for myself and for him. And I definitely feel like a better person, like overall, like I'm more effective as a human. I have more consistency and structure in my life when I'm like paying attention to my diet, my gym, like everything else benefits from just having more structure and just being a better human, I guess. Just taking care of yourself. Self-care isn't selfish. It's necessary, I would have to say.
Nice.
So, yeah. I read that somewhere.
Yes, I like that.
But if you guys are out there listening, Fairbanks, please, man, email us, shoot us a message on Facebook. Let us know ideas you guys want to hear about. We'd love to discuss topics that you guys are interested in. I think we pick pretty good topics and we talk about stuff that is relevant when we talk about it.
I would say also, if you are starting a business or have started a business and you want to be a guest, like, reach out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it'd be cool to have people on the show and kind of talk about why they got started and what drives them, and if they could, like, would they do it all over again? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
come up with a bunch of questions. I think it'd be cool.
Definitely.
But all right, well, I think that's all the time we have for today. We'll catch you next week on The Drive.
You've been listening to The Drive on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. The Drive is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.